Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. President Trump has dismissed proposals for a bipartisan agreement on immigration using derogatory language about Haiti, El Salvador and countries in Africa. At a White House meeting with lawmakers, Mr. Trump asked why the United States should take in people from these places, which he disparaged using a vulgar term that some listeners may find offensive. Peter Bowes has the details.
These comments came during a meeting in the Oval Office. It was about immigration. And during the course of the discussion, he, according to the Washington Post, said, "Why are we having all these people from shithole countries? What do we want Haitians here for?" The president apparently asked, "Why do we want all these people from Africa here?" And then he added, "We should have people from places like Norway." It is the choice of words that has caused such a controversy and outcry here.
Meanwhile, the US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he expects President Trump to impose new sanctions on Iran. Those are likely to be different from the sanctions that were lifted in 2015 as part of the nuclear deal between Iran and the West. Mr. Trump must decide by Friday whether to continue to waive those sanctions or, in effect, kill the agreement. He has long been opposed to the deal and has told Congress to come up with a fix. Marches have been taking place in cities across Peru against a pardon granted to the former president, Alberto Fujimori. He was serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Daniel Galas was at a march in the capital, Lima.
Wearing red, white, the colours of the national flag, thousands of people are marching down the streets of Lima tonight to demand that President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski step down amidst a serious political crisis in the country. Last month, Mr. Kuczynski narrowly avoided an impeachment process for corruption, and only 3 days later he granted a pardon to former President Alberto Fujimori. Many saw this as political collusion at the top, an accusation the president denies.
World News from the BBC.